Something for the weekend. It's Trina Mari here, and I was just texting my friend there, Aideen, a second ago, and I said I better go because her boyfriend is coming on the show, Professor Noel Fitzpatrick, the super vet. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trina. Hang on, backtrack. Yeah, Am I somebody's boyfriend that I don't know about?
Yeah, exactly. So, look, she fancies you like mad and has done for many, many years. Aideen, she's also a dog lover. So if you ever decide to move back to Ireland, I have a wife ready for you to go.
Ready and waiting at the Helix on the 1st of November. Aideen, you need to be there. Trina's going to introduce us. All will be well.
I'm telling you, she will be there. She'll be stalking you because she was there at the Three Arena the last time, and all I heard for weeks and weeks afterwards was like, oh,
that's awesome.
Are you getting him on again?
I can't wait.
Is he going to be on again?
She'll be getting a special velvet seat that's polished beforehand to sit and watch the show.
She can mind the dogs, bring them out
for
a poo.
Make sure she's there.
Do you know when you find a woman who doesn't mind picking up dog poo, you're onto a winner?
Always onto a winner. It's a good indication of character, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. You see, it means that you're not too high maintenance if you're prepared to pick up. And if you're prepared to pick up someone else's dog's poo, even better. She's either going to kill me, Noel, about this, or else she's going to be delighted. I don't know. So, Aideen.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a deeper message, though, there, Trina, about humility and about what animals do bring us. And that's what the show is about. So the show is going to be a live version of my book, really. A book that I've just written and stayed up a few nights. She'll need to be very patient because I stay up all night writing a book and then I operate the next day.
Yeah.
But the point I wanted to make was that animals strip back us to our very naked selves, our very raw selves. And human beings, our nature is to have a slight facade. We think Mary might love us better if we wear this certain dress, or we think George might tolerate us better if we speak in a certain way. Animals don't care. In fact, my dog, Kira, God bless her, when she was still alive, loved it when I was sweaty. My cat, Ricochet, it licks my ears. Ricochet doesn't care. All he wants is love. Yeah. And at the Helix, that's what I'm going to share. Love. Unconditional love.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've got two golden Labradors, Noel. And sometimes I love them, but when they pee in the kitchen floor, it'd be testing. But I'm so sad that I only got to talk to you now because I knew that we were going to be catching up at some point over the last couple of months. And I was really hoping to talk to you about a family pet, my brother's dog, who suddenly wasn't able to stand up. And I said, I'll get Noel on. He's going to know the answer. And she's since passed away, so I actually didn't get to you.
Oh dear, I am sorry to hear that. But that brings us to another point, which is what is the right thing to do? Because people see me on the TV show and they see me do all kinds of things and they think, oh, well, he's going to work a miracle. No, I do the right thing every time, all the time. And I give people all of the options all of the time. And my job is to be the advocate for the animal, the guardian angel for the animal. But I think it's really important for folks to kind of take on board that the reason for doing this show is we're in the middle of a difficult world full of war and the cost of living and all of these crises. For 2.5 hours, our problems stay outside the room. We're just humans enjoying each other's company, having a chat. We'll be taking a few questions and answers, possibly, depending on how we get on in the night. And at the Helix on the 1st of November, I really just wanted it to be a big pub in Dublin where we're all having a laugh.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. Well, in fairness now, there was no decision that had to be made. She went herself and it all happened quickly. So sometimes that happens, doesn't it, with animals? But yeah, devastated. And I'm sure you were the same with poor Kira as well.
Yeah, well, with great love comes great pain. But that also manifests the very best of who we can be.
The last time when you were here in Dublin doing that show with the Three Arena, I'm just thinking, like, the amount of animals you must have treated since then, you couldn't even guesstimate it, could you?
Hundreds, yeah, hundreds. Many that I've succeeded with, but some that I have failed with. And I want to talk a bit in this director's cut of the book, as it were, the live version of the book. I want to talk about how every success stands on the shoulders of failure. And you were just talking now about the sad loss of that dog. And the show isn't sad. This show is very funny. It's laugh out loud sometimes, but it also reflects on some things that are a little bit sad because life is full of ups and downs. And you're right. When I did Dublin before, it was tremendous. It was actually my favorite show of the entire run was the show in Dublin the last time round. And I can't wait to come back because it's my home and because it's where I'm from. I love a bit of crack. Mm. And a lot of people think, oh, well, he's going to talk about science or whatever. Yeah, I'm going to tell you about how I turn a Christmas tree into an intervertebral spacer and tell you a bit of that Wolverine shenanigans. But mostly we're going to have a bit of crack and we're going to have a laugh. I think it's important to escape the world for a couple of hours and talk to each other as human beings. lions and not take each other too seriously.
You're gas, in fairness, now. You really are the MacGyver of the pet world. You can get a bit of blue tack.
MacGyver, excellent.
Yes, a bit of blue tack and a matchstick, and you can repair a dog's broken bone.
Go into a garage with blue tack, a matchstick, a bit of tin foil, and one of those pull rings from a Coke can, and come out with a Sherman tank.
That's it.
That's exactly right. That's what I'm going
to
do.
If only I had you around the house doing some DIY, I'd say you'd be a great man to have. Come here to me. How many hours are you putting in on a daily basis, would you say, in the veterinary practice?
Well, right now it's 18 because
it's I have to deliver a book
at the same time. I've invented an extra 4 hours, so it's a 28-hour day. No, I haven't yet developed a time machine, although that probably is statistically possible. If you listen to Brian Cox when he does his show about black holes, I could dive into a black hole and come out in a different form on the other side. But we won't go down that wormhole.
I don't know how you have the energy, though, because, I mean, when you do surgeries, it can be long surgeries, and you might have been up all night.
Yes.
So, is it a lot of coffee, or what is it?
Some coffee. There is surgeries that go on several hours. Like if you're doing a cancer surgery, you could be in there for 10 hours. It's possible. And you don't think about that when you're in. It's a time warp when you walk into theatre. And that's what it's going to be at the Helix as well, a time warp. You'll walk in one side and 2 hours will pass in the blink of an eye. It's not really about all the time I put in. The reason that I put in that time is because I think it's worthwhile. I buried my mammy this year, and it is important, really, coming back to Ireland. This will be the first time I come back since mammy died. God bless her, and I loved her so much, but I realized, you know, how much time we've got left, and I want to spend every minute of it doing what I can to bring joy to the world and to explain to folks that when we come to the Helix, we're going to have a little insight into what makes us tick at all. And it's not about the hours in the day that I put into writing the book or preparing this show. It's about those 2 hours that we spend together, because somebody in Glasnevin or Stillorgan or wherever they're coming from might just be needing that in their life at that particular moment because their boss has been horrible to them or because they're going through a difficult time in their relationship or maybe they've got, you know, God forbid, a disease or something. And my job on that night is to say, you know what, we're all human, we're all in it together, we're all came in the same way, we're all going out the same way, and please God, like my mammy, the stardust will be carried off on a Royal Admiral butterfly, which was what I imagined when I was a child. And hilariously, on the morning of mammy's funeral, a Royal Admiral butterfly woke up in my childhood bedroom in Ballyfin, because we turned on the heating in the room, of course, and there he was carrying her stardust off.
Yeah, I do believe in that, the butterflies and that. Your mum must have been so proud of you, Noel. I'd say she was telling everyone knew who you were, but telling everybody at every opportunity who her son was.
That's a good one, Trina, because she wasn't. She treated us all equally. Well, she never used the word pride. What she said, it's really good we're having this little bit of a chat, because Mammy always said pride would take a fall. She was a very humble woman. She never talked about pride in that sense of indulgence. And all of her children were equal to her. It didn't matter what you did, as long as you're a good person. And for Mammy, she would never talk about pride. She would say, well, Noel was good when he was calving cows. He was quite good at that. And he was quite good at lamb and sheep. And I expect he's pretty good with a screwdriver as well. And for her, it was all the one, you know. It was, am I being a good person? Am I trying to bring love in the world? And that was all that mattered to her, really.
Yeah, so being on the telly and all that, she couldn't have cared less.
No. Hilariously, when I went to the Late Late Show for the first time, I thought they'd made a mistake because I didn't realise that people who are on the television just get invited to things. And I thought, well, the Late Late Show, that's a national institution. I was like, somebody must have dropped out. So the person rings me and goes, oh, well, you're invited later. I'm like, well, what are you doing dragging the bottoms of the barrel here with me? Have you got nobody else? He said, no, we'd really love you on the show. And I said, fine, hung up. And I thought, well, I can't go on the Late Late Show without Mammy being there because it's like, you know, she has to be there. So I ring him back and I go, Mammy, oh, I'm sorry, we can't get a wheelchair into the building because it's Riverdance's anniversary. And I'm like, well, you're going to have to put the wheelchair ramp back in. So Mammy's rock and roll story is she is the only person in the history of Ireland that has moved Riverdance 7 feet to the left.
You could have done one better, though. You should have demanded tickets for the toy show.
I talked to Ryan about that, and apparently I literally have to make bionic hen's teeth to get that because they're like hen's teeth.
Yeah. When you do your own telly show, Noel, for the filming for that, is that pre-planned or do you just see what animal kind of comes in on the day?
Of course it's not pre-planned.
No.
They're just there on the day.
They're just there.
Nothing's pre-planned.
Yeah.
But my conversation with you, Trina, wasn't pre-planned, was it? I mean, we didn't know what we were going to talk about.
Oh, no, setting you up at AD now. I knew that was going to happen.
Oh, well, we knew that.
We knew that.
I mean, that was a foregone conclusion. But so the foregone conclusion is I'm going to be in my consulting room. That's as close to Aideen as we're getting.
Right.
And the cameras are there and whatever happens, happens.
God, isn't that incredible? So you could be faced with anything. Anything could come in
anything.
That door and they could just happen
anything.
To capture it. Oh, wow.
Anything. And sometimes not capture it because the people may have their dog put to sleep or I just give them a handful of tablets and send them on their way. And that doesn't make the show because it's not a three-beat story. You don't have a beginning, a middle, and an end. And people forget that. They forget the humility of failure. They forget that although a story in a television show has to have three beats, a beginning, a middle, and an end, there's lots of times, hundreds of times, that Noel has simply held somebody's hand and said, I'm sorry, Mary, the right thing to do is to say goodbye.
Yeah, yeah. You must get sent in all the cards and everything, do you, and the photographs. Like what you hear about, you know, in almost in children's hospitals, when kids get better, they get all the cards in.
Yes, it's fantastic. I have a collage of paintings that were sent in after my dear little girl Kira passed away, and I've built it into a memorial in the corridor that I pass by every morning on my way to consults, and it brings me hope. And it's wonderful to see the kids dress up as super vet on dress up at school day, and it's wonderful to get a little knitted sweater from a kid who doesn't talk that much but relates to the animals. And that's why I'm doing the tour. That's why I'm at the Helix on the 1st of November, because I want to bring love and hope to that child, to that lady, to that man, to that person who animals don't judge. They don't care what gender you are, don't care what nationality you are, they don't care what color you are. All they care is that you're in that moment with them. And I'm in the Helix in Dublin on the 1st of November, you'll be in that moment with me. And whether Aideen is there trying to take over the entire audience or not, Trina, we're going to have a rollicking great time.
Great. I'll bring the poo bags.
You bring
the treats and we'll see you there.
Yeah, indeed. On the 1st of November. Hang on a second. I've just had an email. The correct day is the 1st of November, isn't it?
It is, yeah. You're in Belfast on the 31st of October. You start in Belfast the night before.
I do,
yeah.
Right. I've just had an email to correct me on that. I'd forgotten that. All right. So I'm going to warm up in Belfast for you beautiful people of Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
And then is Dublin my second show, is it, Trina?
Yes, it is. The Helix, 1st of November.
Excellent. You are going to get the best show that ever happened in Ireland, over and out. Thank you, Trina.
Go on. I'll see you later. Bye, Noel.
Take care. Bye.
It's Sunday for the weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.